Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran and turn it back to the U.S. Congress for possible renewed sanctions. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders did not indicate what the president plans to do.
The president is going to make an announcement about the decision that he's made on a comprehensive strategy that his team supports, and we'll do that in the coming days. I'm not going to get ahead of that announcement by leaning in now.
Decertification could open the door to renegotiating the deal, although Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said that is not an option. American troop deployments to Afghanistan to support the Trump administration's new strategy there have lagged due to the military's ongoing support of hurricane relief and the efforts there in Puerto Rico. Lieutenant General Frank McKenzie described and categorized the delays as minor, adding that some forces were flowing into Afghanistan, but the number of American troops there remains in the vicinity of 11,000. He explained the delays are due in part to the U.S. military having a finite number of transport aircraft. Police in the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, say they have found the car that had been working for and looking for that as part of an investigation into the deadly mass shooting that gunman Stephen Paddock launched from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Hotel Casino, killing at least 58 people, wounding hundreds more as they attended a country music concert. Authorities are still searching for motives for that attack. This is VOA News.